Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another live worldwide transmission. It is the second day of February 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours at least. And Fritz Springmeier, backed by popular demand to take your phone calls, is going to be on with us for the second half of the broadcast for an hour and a half, and I may go into overdrive today as well. A lot going on, and the news is too important for me to drop the ball, as I do at least partially every day. They've had reactors in Nebraska, Illinois, and another one in New York, and two in Canada. And I'm going to try to do a detailed report on the nightly news tonight or tomorrow. But I've got to compile all this. They've had them leak radioactive steam, you name it, and it's not even an issue now. I mean, these are big incidents. And it's hardly even on the radar. A nuclear plant closed after radiation leak in San Diego. It's a plant north of San Diego, south of Los Angeles. It's been shut down, and it did have power failures and release a bunch of radiation. And they've got articles in the San Francisco Chronicle and others saying, well, it might not be good for you. Now, you notice that last year, months into Fukushima, they raised the isotopes from 25% to 200% to 500, 1,000. Some isotopes 100,000 times what they previously said were safe. And now stuff like this is just a footnote. I mean, Fukushima is still melting down five of the six reactors. I told you it was a meltdown at the time. I mean, we had scientists on. They had the isotope readings. They knew what it was. All that radioactive waste has been now hitting the U.S. coast, not just in the air, but now the debris in the last 2 months has been hitting and piling up. They're not even warning people not to mess with it. This is stuff with plutonium on it. And you wonder why you get cancer a year later and die. I mean, it's sick. A new radioactive leak from Fukushima reactor, New Zealand Herald. Let's get the news out of New Zealand. People don't even care here. I mean, it's just like, well, the government says it's safe. They waved a magic baloney wand, a magic bull wand. Speaking of getting out of the United States, we got an article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that just came out minutes ago. Cameron fleeing America to escape collapse? Or is it all the airborne super viruses that have been created? I don't know about Cameron himself, but I know a lot of Hollywood people and have run into some defense contractor company owner, very well-known person, I'm not going to say it's off record, and many others. I've been telling for 5 years that the elite are all exiting, basically. And those that stay here are buying houses in New Zealand. I mean, he's got a bunch of quotes from elites admitting they're getting out because of collapse and civil unrest and super viruses, and they're all moving to the middle of nowhere. They're moving to the outback of Australia. They're moving to New Zealand. They're moving to Paraguay. You know, the bushes, well, the article breaks it down. We're going to go over that. And it just gets crazier. Solo nation, American consumer, stay single. This is by design. You want to be single, that's your issue. Nothing wrong with that. Except that it's been engineered. I'm going to explain how and what it's going to then cause. And why the system said that they wanted to end the family and that it's archaic. I actually heard a guy calling the local radio this morning. That's how I knew about this survey, and CNN ran a story on big national study. And I heard one caller, and then I heard a man say the family's archaic and marriage is, and then I heard a woman agree. And they don't even know why they say this. It's just in all the trendy publications. If you think civilization collapsing is trendy and being isolated slaves, well, I guess it is trendy. So is cancer exploding. So thank you, bisphenol A.
I've been telling you about Eat Foods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got quite a transmission lined up for you on this February 2nd, Thursday edition. It is February 2nd, 2012. In the second half of the broadcast, investigative reporter and deep researcher Fritz Springmeier will be joining us to go over evidence that many of the global elite are indeed Luciferian psychopaths. Satanists isn't the right word because that's kind of the low-level minions. They think Lucifer's God. And I thought I'd show some clips of Eyes Wide Shut and news articles about world leaders involved in the occult. And so John Bowen has prepared some of that for the radio audience and the TV audience. And so we'll be engaging in a bibliography here on air with some of what Fritz is talking about, just because it sounds so over the top. But unfortunately, so much of it has been proven to be accurate. Again, I read his book. Came out in 95. It's been updated. Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And I was like, this can't be true. And then over the years, I just kept running in separately in mainstream media or in research, just into things that were in his book that he'd originally reported on from sources. And by the way, I had John Bowen for 2 days look for that Times of London, or was it Sunday Times of London? Because I have a memory of it. In fact, he actually found the link, and then he was digging it back up last night. So if you didn't dig that link back up, please find it, John. And there was the clip about the woman escaping from the Burgundy, France castle. And when the state police broke in, there were all these dead women and women barely alive in cages. And then it was connected to the French government, so the story got shut down. That link's dead. That article's taken down. Kind of like Sunday Times, again, had a big article about global, you know, rich meet to deal with overpopulation at Rockefeller University. We went, subscribed, got into their archives, gone. Thank goodness we saved part of the article, you know, a blurb of it, and I found that Global Research and others have the whole thing saved. ABC News changed their headline and cut out the stuff about reducing population. And who was there? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, George Soros, Oprah Winfrey. And they're in there saying, well, we're like an alternate to the global government, but not trying to be the official global government. That's how the article ends. And they say, well, you know, we've got to figure out ways to reduce the population. And, of course, Gates and Buffett's foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that Buffett's put $50 billion in or more, tax-free, by the way. It actually makes money. It's buying up vaccine companies, GMO. New York Times reports Bill Gates is the biggest financer of biotech crops in the world now, GMO. He then finances London Guardian, ABC, you name it. We did a report on that earlier in the week, listing the dozens and dozens of TV networks and print papers like The Guardian that they finance. I mean, the whole thing, it's not sponsored by. They're paying for what's in it, how great Bill Gates is, how he loves you, how much he loves black people. I mean, it's sick. It is sick. And there's this brainwashing in the churches and everywhere. Bill Gates hung the moon. He loves us. Meanwhile, we've got the clips. We're putting a report together of this about, yeah, kill grandma and hire 10 teachers. And the teacher's clapping excitedly. The idea of you kill somebody and you cut off resources, you get it. A vampire, parasitic, cannibal economy. A consolidation economy. A wrecking ball economy. A kill or be killed economy, not a win-win-win expanding economy to the stars, but one of post-industrial. That's what they want. And it's so incredible to watch these monsters, because you can go just type in Warren Buffett eugenics, Warren Buffett Planned Parenthood, Warren Buffett abortion, Warren Buffett population control, and you'll get his quotes going back 30 years and the groups he funds, and Bill Gates and all of them. And, of course, Ted Turner calls you useless feeders and, you know, we need to kill 90% of people, C-SPAN. But then, he's got shots for you. He loves you in Latin America, Asia, and Africa so much. He's liberal. And, yeah, the guys are pulling up how he funds abortions worldwide, how they give women money to have abortions in third world countries. I mean, but he's got a shot for you. And he's designing your food. You don't just get to have regular food, and they've got laws passed so they don't have to label when it's got a bunch of genetics added that in every study reduces your fertility. I mean, these are monsters. Monsters. And every time a little glimpse on Lair NewsHour of Bill Gates saying we got to reduce the population massively, boom, they pull that down. Or TED TV, where he giggles and laughs just 2 years ago and says, we're going to give everybody vaccines to reduce population. And the audience of establishment people laugh because Gates is laughing about it. Then he releases mosquitoes and says, soon we'll put vaccines in them so you basically can't escape them. And then releases some in the crowd. They're pulling that video. I mean, these are demons hopping around laughing at us with a bunch of PR about how much they love us. Okay, I never get to the news until later, and it's wrong. I just start thinking about one avenue of what they're doing to us and the deception, and it makes my head spin. I wish they weren't doing Satanism or Luciferian worship at Skull and Bones, but they do. I wish it wasn't going on at Bohemian Grove, but it's real. I wish this stuff wasn't true. I wish bisphenol A wasn't added in the 50s to all the major plastics that our food's contained in, designed to reduce our fertility and feminize men. But I've got all the documents, and they did it, and they admit it does do that. I wish this wasn't true every day. I wish that I didn't know 6 years ago about Fast and Furious before we even knew the name. I wish that I was wrong. I wish that when I said over a year ago that they're going to use this to blame the Second Amendment, and then indeed the memos came out that that's what it was, a false flag. Wish I was wrong again. Wish I was wrong about it all, but I'm sorry. I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. And truth is stranger than fiction. It's always over the top. It's always crazier than I thought. Crazier than the movies. Crazier than science fiction. Because this is reality. This is a lot wilder than what you can put in fiction. All right, I'm going to do it right now. I'm just going to read you the headlines. California nuclear plant closed after radiation leak. Flesh-eating bug spread by sneezes and coughs. New radioactive leak at Fukushima reactor. More than 70 die in Egyptian football riot. China rejects genetically modified rice in opposition to GMO crops. Severed pig's head dumped on doorstep of crime-fighting Italian priest after he condemned mafia. Solo nation, American consumers stay single. 70% now are not going to get married. I'll go over those numbers. It's doubled since 1960. 28% of households now consist of just one person. Continuing, many singles looking for love but not marriage. I'm going to tell you what's behind that. If you want to be single, that's your issue. But the point is, it's been done chemically, it's been done socially, and it's all in official white papers in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s. It's eugenics, CIA-funded feminism, all of it on record to destroy the family, to destroy the human system so that it can be replaced with a corporate board. And look at the blessings. Highest breast cancer rates, highest cancer rates, women reporting they're more depressed than ever. But until they're about 40, they like running around having a good time. The men are like animals, dumbed down, acting like five-year-old boys. They enjoy it. I'm going to break this down. It's simple, but it's also complex. And it is the collapse of society. And you're going to be euthanized, and no one's going to be there to protect you. And the young people, there's not going to be as many young as there are old. That's already starting the upside-down paradigm. You're not going to have your Social Security in the future paid. You're going to be euthanized. And that's the official plan. And the yuppies that are younger out partying are going to kill that ugly old person. And, of course, you were that young person 40 years earlier saying, kill that old person. And then clapping when Bill Gates said, you don't give grandma treatment. You hire 10 teachers. And they were like, oh, you got a psycho demon up there teaching you. We kill people and you get stuff. As if you're going to get jack squat from that psycho. Taking over education, Monsanto, everything. Weather weapons. He's financing all that. Bioweapons, everything. And then people say, well, why didn't he have you killed things you're talking about? Because everybody knows now. It's out of the bag. And Bill Gates doesn't act like that. He does it all through procedures and all through committees, and they all doll everything up and shield it so that only a very few people actually have knowledge of what's being added as Trojan horses to the GMO and the vaccines and the mosquitoes they're already releasing in Florida and areas of Africa. You see how that works? It's plausible deniability. They do it through the system, the ultimate in cowardly tyranny. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Let me continue. Slain border agent's family files lawsuit against Fast and Furious and Fast and Furious scandal. One of the people murdered by the guns shipped to Mexico by the criminal narcotics trafficking mafia that runs things. Oh, and there's a Daily Caller article. It's coming out that the Justice Department prosecutors are paid off by big banks. And Cayman Islands, and they've got witnesses, and it's just like Corzine stealing and getting caught perjuring, and nothing can be done because they're all crooks now. And because the army and police will follow orders, can do anything like Hitler. See, we're now at that point where the criminals have tested everybody. They've got their people in everywhere, and they think they can do anything. Anything. Anything.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
TV, you can see the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 stacks of news. And some of these stacks are five stories deep. Others are about 20 stories deep. And I generally get to about half of this on air every day. In the old days, back when I was doing talk radio like 10 years ago, I was actually more disciplined. I would actually cover everything. But I want to go back into a lot of these, and it's almost like I'm a dog in a butcher shop. I can't decide which one to get into, because once I get into one article, I'll tend to run down a rabbit trail. And obviously, folks like that, because the show is very popular, and gaining affiliates and getting top ratings, but it's just into the brain of Alex Jones here. I'm trying to discipline myself. So let me just start on the right-hand side here again to try to give you just, you know, the top stack headline. And it all just gets more insane. Every day, this is every day, and there's just endless amount of people like, wow, how do you dig all this up? Dig it all up. It's just pouring out in the open. Reactor in California releasing a bunch of radiation. Of course, they had that salt reactor blow up in the 50s and radiate bigger than Chernobyl and cover it up. See, everything's always connected. That's why I can't read you one article. You've got more radiation, more meltdowns at Fukushima. That's in that stack. We've got the family almost completely gone, and then what's left of it under attack in the culture and the media. We've got slain border agent's family files lawsuit in Fast and Furious scandal, and Holder involved in all sorts of corruption. Bill introduced to challenge authority of NDAA. Other Congress people now go public against it, not just Ron Paul, the secret arrest provisions. Microsoft buys eugenics technology from Merck. Vaccines that sterilize you, ultrasound where you get your welfare payment if they hit your, you know what's with the ultrasound to kill your sperm. Just total rollout by Microsoft with that. Diminishment of sovereignty and more Fed manipulations. Big Bob Chapman article. Moving right along here. Cameron fleeing America to escape collapse. Or all these reports about how they may release a super flu that kills over 90% of those that come in contact with it, or take your pick, Ebola. He's a big globalist, reduce the population insider. Oh, yeah. And Cameron is bye-bye to New Zealand out in the middle of nowhere. We'll be getting into that detailed report by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. Continuing here, sugar should be regulated like alcohol, tobacco. And that's what CBS News, ABC News, and the federal government are saying. Now, let me explain how this works. Aspartame, chemical weapon, you can have that. Bisphenol A in the plastic lining, your TV dinners and your Coke cans and everything, on record increasing cancer and reducing fertility in men, hyperfeminizing women, early onset of puberty in women, suppressing puberty in boys. Just go check it out for yourself. It's an admitted fact, not debatable. Just like the aspartame and the fluoride and all of it, which the globalists then had public documents about how they do it on purpose. It's not just like, oh, look, they talk about how they want to kill us all day, and then they own the companies and the big medical systems that make money off this. Boy, it's obvious they're doing it. They even talk about how they're doing it to us. The White House science czar says, you know, we put stuff in your water and food to sterilize you. And they're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. And, of course, who can't have the kids? It's the yuppies who take all the shots and wait till they're 35 to have kids. All right, continuing. Sugar should be regulated like alcohol, tobacco. So, see, let's blame regular sugar for everything. When people, I've looked at the statistics, ate more sugar in the 1950s. We've had guests on about this than they do now. What do we have now, though? MSG, aspartame, bisphenol A, and all this other garbage that's directly linked to pancreatic cancer and type 1, 2, and 3 diabetes. It's off the charts. All of it. So what are they going to do? They're going to come in and regulate natural healthy fats. They're going to come in and regulate sugar. This is how the globalists do it. And they have the pediatric associations. They have saying, give your baby Pedialyte with the aspartame in it. Don't give your kids sugar. I mean, sugar, a lot of sugar isn't great either, but I mean, this is really bad. It's like saying, you know, don't slap your child, hack their head with a battle axe. Hack them 45 times in the head with a battle axe. Don't slap them. See, they always create the crisis, offer the solution, and regulating and taxing everything. Got that? Israel's head of military intelligence has come out saying Iran has uranium for 4 nuclear bombs. But it's like all the headlines in the West. It's misleading. Let's just be they have enough if they could ever refine it. But it's not refined. I mean, that's like saying, you know, that the hospitals in America have enough radioactive material to make a nuke. Well, yeah, but you can't make it with it because you can't purify it. I haven't even gotten into the top news. I'm just going from right to left here. I've got all this other stuff. Oh, my goodness. Got a big juicy Drudge link on naked body scanners at the Super Bowl. That's right. Training you how to be a slave. Training your child that pedophiles grab your genitals. Everybody like cancer? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
World, wake up, get angry, see the prison being built around you by a bunch of control freaks that want to keep you in the dark and turn you into a little biological android to serve them while they get their robot armies and drone armies ready for you. All right. Speaking of that, trolls always come up with new ridiculous ways to attack InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, you name it. But I've seen this new thing going, it's ridiculous. There's going to be huge fleets of drones that are AI, artificially intelligent, over our cities and blimps that are surveilling us, and that there's going to be surveillance robots on the ground. This guy's nuts. And maybe they're not trolls. I just kind of saw that meme pop up here and there just as I was scanning over news and seeing comments on YouTube and things when I comment on this. And I think that's just because a lot of people Well, they still think I'm lying about many GMO foods you eat have multiple insect genes in them. They grow their own pesticide. People don't know that they've got corn that grows live HIV in it. I mean, you name it. There's thousands of pharmacological crops growing openly, blowing into all the other similar species. So there's a lot of that mutations going on. They've got reports here in Texas confirmed where corn is growing out of the side of oak trees. I mean, it's just jumping species. Whoa. And I understand uninformed people that don't study science, who don't, you know, stay up till 2 in the morning last night reading government documents. You just think I'm making that up. I understand that. I mean, I've been on syndicated radio shows many times and said, well, you know, D.C., Salt Lake City, Dallas, Texas, other areas have at about 120,000 feet Department of Defense giant blimps that are unmanned, bigger than the Goodyear blimp, because they're cheaper than satellites with ground-penetrating radar, face scanning, heat resonance scanning. They know your heat resonance fingerprint, off the biometric print off the top of your head and shoulders. But when you look up, they can get a face scan as well. They've got a biometric print off your walk. And, I mean, I saw it when Alexander Haig got the funding in 1993. I was watching him on a science program he had that they syndicated to channels bragging. And it turns out the company he started got bought by another. And they launched a bunch of these before 9/11, and they launched even more. Now, you could just type in Homeland Security blimps, and you'll get MSNBC, ABC News. But still, they launch them, and then you barely can see them up there, even on a clear day, because they're right at the edge of the atmosphere. And they've got solar power, and they run off propellers. And when they do see them now, I have ABC, and I've played it. ABC says they believe it's aliens over Salt Lake. And it's a big silver blimp with propellers and equipment hanging off the bottom. And they tell the public it's an alien on ABC News. They launched a big one over Dallas 4 years ago. Remember, and Larry King was freaking out on CNN. People are seeing an alien cigar-shaped thing that looks like it's the size of 2 football fields. It was a stinking blimp. I saw it on the news. It's a blimp. It's a blimp. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. Guys, type in Homeland Security launching surveillance blimps. It's a 2004. It's an MSNBC that shows them launching one from D.C. I mean, it gets really old. It's not a flying saucer. It's got stinking propellers on it. Nobody came here from Alpha Centauri with propellers on it. I don't want to explain that to people, but propellers aren't going to work in space, okay? All right. A blimp's not going to go through the atmosphere. It is... The unmitigated ignorance of the public blows my mind sometimes. But here is some of the articles right here. Armed robots push to police, Wired Magazine. Shotguns, grenade launchers, and it gets into, I dug back up the articles where they've got little spider droids that go in your house and they can weaponize those where they're exploding or surveil you. And it goes on to say Department of Defense developed robots, or now the police are getting them. That's out of Wired Magazine. Here's defense.update.com. TACCOM to test new robot for checkpoint support development of advanced robotic controls. They got all sorts of robots for the checkpoints they're setting up. They're testing them in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, just type in robots, security robots, checkpoints. The Japanese are testing them. Okay, I'm sorry, it's real. There it is, UFO blimp. ABC News, and they say it must be a flying saucer. And the aliens must fly blimps. No, it's a Department of Defense giant blimp. Okay? I'm showing it if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. That's good that you found the video, but just, sir, I want to show them the news article where they, before they launched them, they admitted what they were. Just type in Homeland Security blimps. MSNBC.com. Okay. All right, continuing. I'm just got about 20 articles here on this. Here's LA Times. May have heard of them. New drone has no pilot anywhere. So who's accountable? Autonomous killing already going on. Looks like something out of Buck Rogers. There it is. Eyes in the sky for Homeland Security. Scroll down, shows them photo right there, Washington Monument, when they launched the blimp. Because people saw it when they launched it, and they said it's Homeland Security. Now when a guy with a telescope sees it up at the edge of space, they just say, oh, it's a little green man, you know. He's hanging out. He's a friendly dude. Continuing, again, knowing things means you're a conspiracy theorist. Knowing how the world works is bad. If I said it was an alien, I'd be, oh, that's reasonable. Yes, that's exactly what it is. That Alex Jones is really getting mainstream now. More drones, more robots, more wars. Reuters. Ground robots, air robots. By 2020, the entire Air Force, except for troop carriers, will be drone. The bullets are going to be drone and go around corners. They already have those. Not just this laser-guided thing they showed people yesterday. Here's the Daily Mail. The cyborgs are coming. Living brains implanted with electric chips to replace faulty parts. I remember my dad, who's always into science and technology, bringing home research papers and stuff. He'd go to the library to do this stuff. I remember being about 9 years old with him with color magazines and research publications showing a big cockroach, a palmetto bug, the Floridian species, with a big chip on him, hooked into his brain, controlling him. I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. They're just now telling the slaves about it now because they're rolling it out. Remember Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran UNESCO, the head eugenics arm, the real head of the UN, where all the countries that are under UN global control, or you get overthrown or invaded or don't get loans, adopted UNESCO. His brother ran it. And he gave a speech in 62, right before he died. You can pull up Berkeley speech by Aldous Huxley. And he says, I want to announce to you this is all eugenics. That's how I wrote Brave New World in 33. This is not fiction. This is our plan. And you will adopt it and you will love your servitude. Berkeley people clapped because they were part of the team. And he actually laughs and teases everyone. And people thought, oh, he's exposing the evil. No, he's saying you cannot stop us. And we've got facilities in England and in the U.S. where there are microchips controlling people's brains. He said miniaturized electronic systems, we're already able to control humans. Folks, everything you see is always 30 years old. Yep, there's the, and that's one of the older transistor systems. Yeah, that's probably from the 70s. Where'd you find that? That's a very good job. Can't see because the lights are off in there. Chris found that. When does it say that that palmetto bug was wirehead jacked there? Because that looks like a 70s tech job I've seen. Now, 30-plus years ago, they had robo-rats. They're now announcing the robo-rats. The tech is so small now, all there is an antenna sticking out of their head. 30 years ago, the robo-rats were carrying a little backpack on. Total control. Total control. And by the way, how many troops do you think have volunteered, not just for the secret space program? How many do you think not, have volunteered for the chips? I remember about 8 years ago, I had family, a guy who's an officer in the military, at a family quasi-reunion, say, I got to apologize to you. They called us in, the officers, hundreds of us, and he told me the university where they met in Texas, and said, you're all going to be getting chips under your skin. And then about 2 years later, I brought it up, and he said, don't ask me about that. I guess he took it. And they've got guys volunteering for brain chips. They also give the troops now, after combat missions, halcyon-type cocktails of amnesics. You know, you get your teeth pulled, you don't remember anything? They give that to the troops now. And, folks, if you join the military, you might as well just sign up to be in a guinea pig. Because troops are a lot more plentiful. I remember I was talking to my dad, and he was telling me a story about when he was in some research projects in college, and he said to one of his professors, why do they use humans for atomic soldier tests and things instead of monkeys or things? And they said, well, the troops are cheaper than monkeys, cheaper than apes. There's a lot more. We're trash. And see, that's the attitude of these ruling elite. It's a power trip that they're on. It's a power trip for Bill Gates to be jacking with all your food supply and coming out with every GMO crop there is. And already the seven major crops, soybeans, corn, wheat, go pull it up. The seven major crops are all over 90% GMO now and have infected all the other strains. You cannot escape them until you fully wake up, and it may be too irrevocable then. Monsanto said, 12 years ago, they said, our plan is to infect everything so you don't have a choice. And then we'll have courts rule we own everything we infected. And that may be an old number. They were able to pull up the numbers of things that are genetically modified. Soybeans, 93%. Corn, field maize, 86%. Cottonseed oil, cotton seeds, 93%. Alfalfa, I don't see a number there, 80%. Hawaiian papayas, 80%. Tomatoes, it's got different numbers ranging. Canola, 93%. Sugar cane, sugar beet. They're just getting started with that. Thank you for pulling that up. What's the source on that? It's Wikipedia. Yeah, it's probably old. Okay, let's continue here. The cyborgs are coming. Living brains implanted with electronic chips to replace faulty parts. Here it is. How military robots work. Science.com. And it shows the mini tanks bristling with weapons I was telling you about yesterday. And they've got the little hand grenade robots that come in your house and kill you, little spiders. Here's the Washington Post. A future for drones, automated killing. This was last year, so now they are in the air automated. They've been for a long time. Oh, but there was no way to remote control the aircraft on 9/11, even though those very aircraft were installed with it. And Bush talked about it at a press conference. And they told him to shut up. Here's another one. Company introduces low-cost checkpoint security robot, National Defense. With an artificial memory chip, rats can remember and forget at the touch of a button. Ah, pop science. Oh, and then that's just an article about radiation being released and them shutting down a nuke plant out in California. No big deal. They've now said radiation's no problem. You can have 100,000 times stuff that before was lethal. Just type in, you're a new listener, FDA raises levels of what they say is safe radiation. You can read all the new isotopes. This one's 25,000, this one 5,000, this one 1,000, this one 100,000. And you just drink that milk, eat all that stuff. It's blowing over. Sure, 6 months ago from Connecticut to on the East Coast to Washington on the West Coast and water supplies in California, huge amounts of radioactive isotopes. Hey, you know what? It's okay. And of course, don't even question why suddenly they're announcing radiation levels going up all over Europe. I typed that in from a month ago. Just mysterious radiation going up in Europe. And they say, well, it's not good for you. Yeah, and they real calmly go on the news and say, there'll be some increased cancer. Yeah, but we'll try to get you some treatments for those cancer. We're not going to discuss why there's radiation going up. Kind of like, several thousand percentage increase in breast cancer in the United States above everybody else. But other Western countries that follow the regimen are having increases as well. We're not going to discuss why it's becoming like the common cold and why your mama or your wife or your daughter's dying or grandma. In fact, scroll back down. I want to read that headline. Thank you. You guys are getting really good at finding stuff, better than I. No, we're going to find out treatments for it. There it is. Riddle of radiation sweeping across Europe. UN nuclear agency mystified by soaring levels. I've had Dr. Busby on, who is one of the top nuclear physicists, because he's also a chemical physicist, who predicted all of this with accuracy. And he said a lot of his colleagues believe this is being done on purpose to reduce fertility, because nothing screws up chromosomes and reduces fertility like radiation. And then the globalists have got advanced high-tech treatments where they're going to be able to treat you, but only when you merge with the machines. And then you'll think, oh, it's great. I'm going blind because of radiation, or I can't have kids. We'll take your DNA, which they're now doing, from regular cells, splice them with, you want three partners? How about a kid that's from five people? They're already making those clones. They kill them in the test tube, they claim. Of course, the intel, and it's leaked in the Washington Post, not in China, not in Hong Kong, not in Costa Rica. Oh, they have got, the clones are walking around. This is a government that took your blood 40 years ago worldwide at birth and put it in the bioweapons database and told you it was for a blood test for your baby. They do what they want. In fact, we don't even know how advanced their technologies are, okay? Guys, type that human-animal hybrid clones and then show them embryos from three parents. So it'll be BBC, AP, Reuters, how great it all is. and all the mutations of the viruses and the rest of it, and hundreds of airborne weaponized Ebolas and flus and just at facilities everywhere, all run by chemists and biologists who openly write letters about their PhD papers, because they've sent them to me, threatening me. How dare you talk bad about Dr. Pianca? He doesn't want to kill everyone. Most of us do. And you won't stop us. You know, and you, I mean, you know, who can say we would be better off getting rid of all humans? You won't stop us. It's our great work. And, you know, how's that going to be for your football game and your hot dog roast out by the pool when these nutcases pull the 12 monkey scenario? Then that's it for all this junk, all this garbage, all your bull. All of it. All your trendiness, all of your idiocy, all of it, down the toilet. People revel in their slavery. They revel, I was reading, in the family being dead, and they call it a talk radio. It's wonderful it's all dead. Yeah, you notice everything rotting and falling apart? And there's all these little self-centered slackers who get off of being lazy bags of scum. The New World Order is enticing you to act like that so they'll feel good when they kill you and you're alone in your little apartment dying of Zychronian Zickle-Zabble or whatever they release. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is reality. This is reality.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the Revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Way up, way up,
north to Alaska,
go north, the rest is on.
North to Alaska,
go north, the rest is on.
Big Sam left Seattle.
Okay, shifting gears.
92.
with George Prentice. You know, the TSA has put out promo videos last year and now admitted that they are indeed planning to occupy every town and city and train your police and federalize them. We've posted the Homeland Security press releases. They've been beta testing in New York, Massachusetts, Texas, Florida, California. But now they're popping up in Tennessee, everywhere. Checkpoints, showing up at malls, football games. And Janet Napolitano, the last two Super Bowls, Janet Napolitano, he's come on those shows. I mean, she's come on those shows and forced her way on the Jumbotrons to say, we're here to watch you, we're saving you. It's just, you know, always in your business and at Walmarts and everywhere these telescreens go in. And now it's the standard security. Just like when Northern Ireland was under martial law, they had you put your hands up and they'd do a frisk from people randomly. Well, now it's just everybody. And they got National Guard out and State Guard and others at even high school football games. They're searching little kids with their little Barbie purses. I've actually seen a photo of that about a three-year-old with the military searching her. So it's all part of just overthrowing due process, overthrowing everything. And police now are going in houses without warrants everywhere. And there's all these movies where it's celebrated breaking in without warrants. And that's how you get the bad guy, like this movie I just watched yesterday, Law Abiding Citizen. I mean, it's just pure programming. Well, now, and this story's on the right-hand side of the Drudge Report. It's, of course, from Infowars.com. You can see it at DrudgeReport.com. Full-body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. First-time devices linked with cancer. First-time devices that have been linked and confirmed to be linked to cancer risk will be used at public sports event. And I've got AP articles where the FBI has said they're going to be at shopping malls everywhere. Can you imagine how much money Chertoff, who put the first order in as the Homeland Security head, will make now that he heads up the company? And it just goes over all of it. Local news is reporting that you will be put into a naked body scanner, and everywhere from the ankles to the neck will be searched, and they will squeeze your genitals. So first it was just pat you down. Now they're going to let you know. It's all about people getting in your comfort zone. And TSA will be there commanding the local security. Isn't that just special? U.S. no-fly list of suspect terrorists doubles in 12 months. Last time I saw it was 2 million. I don't know what this London Guardian says, 21,000. I can give you a newscast from 2016. It had doubled from 1 million over 2, and then they made it secret. But I guess this is a specific list they're saying of people they say are terrorists. You mean like a Lockheed who hung out secretly at the Pentagon or the Underwear Bomber got on the plane? I mean, those guys? They say it's 21,000 of these people that they think are known terrorists. The Pentagon itself says there's less than 100 Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. But that's okay because Google is to allow censorship of blogger content worldwide. And Twitter's announcing it. See, I told you. They didn't want the recording industry controlling it through a law in Congress. They're just going to do it with the governments. And Google admitted in the U.S. and England, they're taking stuff down that's seen as anti-government, or what was the exact quote, critical of the government. And they take it down. And they've delisted us from Google News, and they've delisted us in many other ways. So, they're already doing it. Going to stand for freedom? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is the test. That's why we're using some of their own platforms to fight back against them. And I'm going to make that announcement coming up at the start of the second segment. Then we've got Gerald Celente popping in. And then we've got the one, the only, Fritz Springmeier, for a detailed report. But I've covered about 70% of what I want to get to, at least skimming the surface. I want to get into more detail as well. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.